already calling, looking to fire Madden. People already want to take Chris Bryant and put him in the eight hole or whatever. I mean, it's just like crazy. This whole thing. Listen, dudes. I'm 46 years old and I've suffered. I'm enjoying every bit of it. If they lose tonight, it's not a choke fest. You for once got a GM that's put a team on the field for years to come. That's going to be great. Mm-hmm. You have a manager that is awesome. Do people forget about like the Riggleman years and the Don Taylor years?
I don't think anybody's forgotten anything. I just think it's people just get excited and get greedy and enjoy the ride, or don't enjoy the ride, or don't realize that the discomfort is part of enjoying it. That feeling, that anticipation. If there's
nothing else like that, by the way.
If the Cubs are trailing 7-0 after 4, you're going to look back at how you feel right now and wish you could have this feeling back.
There's nothing like sports for that reason. The discomfort is part of the enjoyment of something.
The discomfort is part of it. That's why it, and especially you, the Cub fan, you're not allowed to run away from the discomfort when it's what you've wrapped yourself in for generations.
Before you got one.
The discomfort was the badge of honor. The discomfort was what you had that couldn't be taken away, that nobody else had, that you've been through.
Well, maybe some of those people thought that sucked, though, Dan. Maybe the people that are calling thought that sucked.
It could be.
And I was not one of the ones that wrapped myself up in the discomfort.
I want to play off what John just said, because it dovetails exactly with what we need to be reminded. It's right after an update. We'll come right back with it on The Score.
Cubs Nationals in the NLDS, a do or die game 5 in Washington tonight. Listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves scored 10 goals this past weekend in Texas with 3 of the top 10 scorers in the league. The Wolves return home Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs facing the possible end of their season tonight in Washington as Game 5 of the NLDS looms ever closer. Kyle Hendricks gets the start in this one. He's got a 1.98 postseason ERA and says he's not fazed by pitching in the biggest game of the year.
You have to rely on your experience, and having been in those situations, you know what the atmosphere is going to be like, you know what the crowd's going to be like, all those external factors. If you can kind of keep that under control, you know the pitching part. You know what to do once you get out on the mound. So being able to control all those external factors, I think, is going to be huge.
Gio Gonzalez gets the start for Washington. In football, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears just a few days away from their next game Sunday in Baltimore. Offensive lineman Kyle Long didn't practice today. He has a sore ankle, but today was a scheduled off day for him anyway. Nick Kwiatkowski, Marcus Wheaton, and Aronis Grassou were all limited. And a federal appeals court has vacated Ezekiel Elliott's injunction of his 6-game suspension, clearing the way for that suspension to be reinstated. Blackhawks hosting Minnesota tonight at the UC. Nick Schmaltz out for the third straight game with an upper body injury. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And football fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the games, serving game day food and drink specials. Sign up for your chance to win a jersey during all Chicago Pro games. Visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. And the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Make it a McPick morning with McDonald's new McPick 2 for $2 breakfast menu. Limited time only.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
It feels a little more normal now. I mean, realistically, when you're going into the postseason with a franchise that hasn't won in that long, or close to that long, there's a little bit of added emphasis, a little bit of added desperation not to miss an opportunity to do it, because you don't know how many of those opportunities are going to come along. Once you've taken care of that, you don't want to win any less, but you view these opportunities as now things to get excited about, chances to do it again, rather than these fleeting, ephemeral moments of opportunity that might pass you by.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
That was the voice of the architect, the president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein. And this is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. And also, our live video stream is at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, by local, from American Needle.
And this segment's brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JulietJobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. Tomorrow we are going to be out and about. Bud Light is sending us to Mike and Denise's in Aurora.
Yeah.
One of our favorite subs. And actually, I remember Mike and Denise's because I believe it was where Terry and I were broadcasting when Steven Strasburg made his first start against the Cubs.
Okay.
And I believe that was the same day our transmitter got hit by multiple lightning strikes, and it blew everything off the air for a while.
Right.
But it was a memorable day because of the weather that was blowing through there, but I knew there was a Steven Strasburg connection. Well, we're going to be out there and giving away Blackhawks tickets, nice, actually, tomorrow, so everybody nice should come join us. In Crawfordsville, Indiana, here's Josh on the Score.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Hi, I just want to talk about just role players. I know Bryant and Rizzo have been kind of carrying this team on their back for the whole series. I mean, minus the strikeouts, because Strasburg's curveball or changeup has just been amazing. So yesterday, I'm talking about the other role players. I'm talking about Contreras or Hayward.
Contreras
or Baez
is not a role player. He's your starting catcher.
He's one of the foundational pieces.
Maybe not role player.
You're saying everybody besides Rizzo.
I'm saying everybody besides Bryant and Rizzo. Mm-hmm. Everybody besides the 2-3 spot.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you saying about them?
They have to be good.
I want to stop seeing Hayward pop his neck up every time he fouls a fly ball.
Well, Hayward had three pretty damn good at bats last night.
Oh, I can understand that. I'm seeing traces of last year Hayward, and what I'd like to see too, I'd like to see the pitcher in the eighth spot. So it puts Bryant as a second three hitter. So you have 9-1-2 as a hitter there. That's what I'd like to see too.
Well, all right. Duly noted.
On the southeast side, Ricky, you're on the Score.
Ricky!
What's going on?
You got it?
You know what's going on.
Yeah.
The Cubs game tonight.
I just want to tell people, they need to relax, man. Like, honestly. Like,
who?
All the Cubs fans, everybody, just let Joe Maddon do his thing. So, you have to trust a guest. Sometimes makes you nervous and makes you want to
say, wait.
You have to trust the man.
Well, you're also allowed to first guess his lineup when it comes out.
Oh, I love doing that. But it's like, you got to trust him. It's like, you got to believe. Like, he got us to the World Series. Like, you know, you got to trust that. You have to trust that he can do it again.
You're still allowed to criticize his lineup when it comes out.
It's a Cubs Monday.
Oh, no. I understand that. I do it too, but it's like.
But you don't tell yourself to relax.
I don't understand it. I mean,
I'm contradicting myself at this.
Yeah, you are, Ricky. It's a tough time for you right now. Mm-hmm. Just say bye.
Yes, I think we'll do that. That's a good call.
Shout out to our last two.
Yes, that's. See, when you heard Theo Epstein, though, my point is, they told you they were going to give you what was expected to be an annual opportunity to win the World Series by making the playoffs. And that's what they've been doing. So they've already given you this year the part of the promise.
You want more.
When you sit down at that buffet, you want to eat. I know, but if the Cubs lose, it doesn't mean that Theo Epstein screwed up.
Not at all.
That's
not at
the
all
thing. You can feel
if
bad.
If you're that fan, you're doing this thing the wrong way.
All they can do, it's because of variance. And it's hard. It's hard to win the World Series. And they got every break last year. And this year, maybe not getting some breaks. Maybe some balls are bouncing weird. Maybe a game gets rained out that puts you behind the eight ball in some matchups. So
I'm sure the TBS 120 thing will come out as soon as the final out is had if the Nationals win this game tonight.
In Lowell, Indiana. Another Josh on the Score. It's all Josh's in Indiana all the time.
Hey, that's right. That's Farm Boys. How we doing?
What's up, Lowell?
Hey, so two things. One, I just want to get your guys' thoughts on just focusing on defense in the outfield opposed to trying to get some offense.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I understand Hayward with the three with yesterday. And then another thing with Cubs fans everywhere, I mean, I'm looking at it tonight with the respect 90 mentality. I'm going to focus on the inning right now, the pitch at hand, and I'm not going to get all worked up about it. If they lose this game, the season's over, which it is. But it's been a great year, and in a long season, 162 games, it's hard to base it on to win three games to go to the next round. You know, I think the short playoffs kind of really screws up. You know, you don't have it. This is the longest the shortest games you got to win when you play 162 games, and we're going to base it off of 5 games to whether you go to the next round.
That's the way it works. Tough. Variance trumps everything and always does, no matter how good your team. Look at this. And I saw this tweet. I think it was Ronnie.
Trying to change the rules now.
Ronnie Gisarelli tweeted this, and it was great. That for people who say pitching wins championships, the Cleveland Indians had one of the greatest starting staffs in the history of MLB. Historic starting staff, and they are dunzo.
Yeah.
They're home.
They were up and, 2-0, too.
Uh-huh. And people will still say, pitching wins championships, except when it doesn't. All kinds of different things can win championships.
Bombs can win championships.
All go far, team go far.
Errors lose your championships. Things, silly things happen. That's why baseball is supposedly majestic.
Well, you can't bring yourself there romantically, can you? You had to go sarcasm there.
It's the only sport that I watch with the is it non-emotional and unemotional?
Unemotional
eye. It's the only one I try to watch without it.
You don't get just completely...
Football and basketball, I get silly, and then I have to watch again to get...
How about hockey?
Well, hockey, I haven't watched enough hockey so far this year.
They're fun.
This is not the time to do hockey.
I agree. They're a fun watch. Teddy. Mike in Charleston, welcome to the Score.
Oh, how's it going, guys?
We call you Mike? What's happening, buddy?
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't know if this was like the right mic.
Is there?
Didn't know if it was the right what?
What is going on today?
Come on, folks, reel it in. Tighten it up.
No.
Tighter.
I told him to come with energy because he had a point.
And answer the phone.
And that's what
tell the guys you love the show.
Yeah, tell the guys you're a big fan so we can put it in a promo. Yeah, nice. No, he had a point that I'm like, all right, well, that should make for some compelling radio. Come with some energy for me because you sound dull as hell on the phone.
Yeah. Did you really
step up a little?
Did you tell
him? And he came in and did that. He wanted to tell you that if the Cubs were going to lose tonight, that Madden, the blood's on his hands, and he deserves to be fired immediately after the game.
By the way, okay. Over the top boy is ready. He's ready to rock.
He should lead with that.
Nicky the Kid is ready. Yeah, this is playoff Shep.
He really was going to say, honestly, that
yes,
the Cubs
I'm like,
bad,
you really
be
believe
fired.
This. And he's like, you know, yes, it's not a hot take. I believe this. I'm a journalism major.
Wow. Of course.
Wow. Guys punk out, though, all the time. Guys come with that heat. They bring that heat while they're talking to the producers, and all of a sudden they're on the stage and they can't perform. It's probably happened.
I didn't know if I was me or not. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Which Mike my name in was Charleston. Joe. Yeah. We're overrun by Mike and Charleston's, apparently. So we got a bunch of Josh's waiting for us. What Jamal, Trey, Muhammad, pick this up for these guys.
This is Noah in Albany Park. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys, I got a comment for Dan, really. Dan, last week I heard you say that when you end up gambling or playing cards, you're absolutely miserable. And until it's over, if you break even, the relief you feel is so amazing because you're just dreading it.
And correct. I don't get any rush from winning. I don't get the gambler's excitement over winning. It's only relief that I didn't lose, and I have nothing but misery when losing.
And I think that's what these Cubs fans are telling you. I see these guys as being you at the riverboat, white knuckling a Bud Light, waiting for that next card to come over. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a Bud Light, by the way.
No, that's I think there's
five of broats.
I think there's something to that observation. Sure,
that's how I feel every pickup.
It's
game.
Also the difference is depending on how you gamble, you have some degree of control.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a fan, you have no degrees of control.
Oh, don't you tell the people that were in section 239 with me last night.
Don't you tell it to my kid.
Hey, I had a dude turn his son's hat backwards because his son wasn't ready for the rally. This dude went and got a beer behind us. And I'm listening because I'm very aware of my surroundings. I understand that the crowd
is a baseball game. You have to listen to people around you.
Dude.
It's one of the bad things about going to a baseball game.
I would get those things they put on the infants.
the muffs, the earmuffs. Yeah. Tanny, this dude goes and gets a beer. He gets his kid, a bag of peanuts. Kid's probably about 6-7 years old, right? And I'm standing in front of him, and Eron's standing in front of him, so he's not seeing anything.
Eron reference.
And he looks down at the kid, and he goes, hey, man, turn your hat backwards. Like, are you ready for the rally or what?
And come turn on. Your love around.
Right. He's like, come on, you ready to go here? And the kid's like, yeah, Dad, yeah, all right. And he turns his head around. I'm like, oh,
Mike,
like,
isn't that pathetic? It's like De Niro in The Fan, and he's screaming at the players. Right. His kids, like, kid's having a terrible time.
kids bouncing his head off the seat in front of him, unconscious. He's like, no, wait till the seventh inning before I take you back home to your mother, who loves you a lot better than I do.
I like that guy more than the guy I saw on the red line the other day, because he had his son with him. And his son at like the Belmont stop asked, "Dad, can I get a book out?" He's like, "We're one stop away." He's like, "Well, I want to read this." He's like, "I'm taking you to Game 3 of the NLDS. You're not reading a book.
God damn you! You're fans of book learning.
And that's
during
when,
you.
That's when you find out your son is into Broadway plays. Yeah.
Nothing wrong. I love Broadway plays.
Who said something was wrong with it?
Okay, well, you kind of said it pejoratively.
No, I said that's when you find out that your son may not like baseball. What weight are you putting on it?
I don't know. It sounded dismissive.
That's when you find out your son doesn't like baseball. I also saw something that was super troubling last night.
Okay, I want to know exactly what that is. I want to know what troubled
you. Well, I don't know if it's teasable. I don't know, because I don't want you to come back and be upset at me because it wasn't a lot.
I'm not upset at you. I'm just looking for a hook.
this guy.
PD Dan over here.
This guy just sitting here. I'm looking for a hook. It's game 5.
Right. I love this, the way the callers are going, you want me to say we're going to go out?
The callers are stepping up their game next segment.
Howie and Manuka.
the callers are going to kill it next segment.
Are they?
Yes.
Callers, listen. Nick Shepkowski is going to coach your ass up.
Please don't do
coach
that.
Coach Nick is going to get
worse than trust me.
Apparently he's going to ask you to come with energy. He's getting a little too erotic over there.
No, step up.
No, but okay, before we go, it's very simple, very short. There was an older lady and a younger lady who were arguing. Both of them were inebriated. Both of them were hammered, blind drunk, right? And there's another drunk guy who walks around the two down the ramp in front of me and my buddy, and we're just laughing at him, right?
Right.
This is inside the ballpark?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
On the ramp. Yeah, exactly, right? And it was after the eighth inning. Where did they get those beers from? So these two ladies are, like, arguing kind of, and the guy turns around and screams, "You two bitches, shut up over there."
Oh, really now?
And dude, and I look at E and I'm like,
sure he wasn't talking to you and Eron?
Yeah, right. I look at E and I'm like, are we the only ones that just witnessed this? And the one lady reaches down off the rail and she goes, "You shut your ass up, get a haircut." Da, 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 da. And I'm like, dude, what is going on in here? It's like it's a free for all just because the Cubs lost. It turned into like a weird kind of zombie land kind of vibe.
Taking out
I wasn't there for the Bartman game, but it was like a homeless person's Bartman incident where all of a sudden you started to see people get angry as they started to gush into the walkways.
People are getting entitled. People think you come to a game, you get a win.
Dude, but he turned around in front of everyone and said, "You two bitches, shut up." And I'm like, dude, how are the men not jumping on these two this dude? Like, he's obviously drunk. You could take him down very easily, you know? And I looked at E, I'm like, are we supposed to whoop his ass? Like, what happened? Like, how does this work here? Like, it was super, super weird. And I felt awful because I felt like I needed to do something, you know? And I'm like, all right, you know, I jump them, and then all of a sudden they jump me. Next thing you know, we got ourselves at LA Dodgers.
Local radio host was stabbed.
Yeah, I felt awful. And we walked behind him for at least a block, too, because he was going the same way. We were stumbling. He starts to pull out the old Mr. Happy so he can take a whiz. Yeah, man, it was super weird. I'm like, does this happen at every Cubs game? Do people just tell people to "you two bitches, shut up," and then goes outside and you know,
finish it off with a beer bath? And I think you covered most Cubs games.
Yeah, like, what did I've gone to 10 or 11 Cubs games this season, and I haven't seen anything like that. But is this playoff Cubs?
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. We are going to hear from Chris Coughlin as he breaks down some of the matchups tonight and tells us what his range of likelihoods is going to be for the outcome. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1. It's a do or die game. Game 5 tonight. We're getting you ready for this huge final matchup between the Cubs and the Nationals in the NLDS. Plus, don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6. Do not miss this game, Cub fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde. Worry-free smoke and CO alarms. Cleveland, if watching your baseball team blow that 2-0 series lead and get bounced after losing three straight to the Yankees weren't bad enough, here comes a former Cleveland star to dump a truckload of salt into your wounds. Actually, Kyrie Irving's comments had nothing to do with baseball and everything to do with your city. You see, he's in Boston now, and he really wants you to know how much he's enjoying it. He said yesterday, quote, "Boston, I'm driving in and thinking, I'm really playing in a real, live sports city. C-Town, how's that taste? You're, quote, not a real, live sports city." Normally in a situation like this, I would suggest that Kyrie dial it back a little because he should be better than this. But I'm not going to this time because all this salt and all this pettiness is awesome. I'm Jim Rome.
Here's Mike Mueller, president of Mueller Honda in Gurnee.
A few years ago, the Mueller Auto Group was fortunate enough to acquire the Honda dealership in Gurnee, Illinois. And I'm most proud to say that we have continued to do business our way, the Mueller way. What's the Mueller way? Well, when you visit, you can browse the showroom at your leisure and in a stress-free environment. And when you're ready, you can expect a friendly, knowledgeable, and professional associate to assist you through the buying experience. And as always, you will get our very, very best price, and that's the Mueller price, which is always competitive.
That's Mueller Honda of Gurnee on Grand Avenue, just west of 94, where you'll be treated like family. It's the Mueller way.
So whether you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, we'll always do our best to make sure you are one happy customer. At Mueller Honda in Gurnee, I have Bob Logan, our general manager, who will assure me that you will not be disappointed.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire to hold, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars...
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
On the next 48 hours.
Every time we take a step in this case, it gets weirder and weirder.
Two doctors and their wild plan for murder.
Lee and Jacob tried to hire me as a hitman.
Did he give you $2,500?
Yeah, he paid the $2,500.
In cash?
Yes. He actually was excited about the whole thing.
I felt like I was talking to Satan himself.
I take no pleasure having to interview with 48 hours about this.
An all-new 48 hours, Saturday on CBS.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern,
he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Forget about it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Counting down to game time between the Cubs and the Nationals. Game 5, Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubs. The lefty Gio Gonzalez gets the start for Dusty Baker's Nationals. I believe Dusty Baker has already met the media. Or is about to, and
been formally introduced. Or
we are hopeful to have some Joe Madden sound turned around as well, if not brought to you live when he speaks, so we can figure out what's behind the lineup construction tonight. It does allow for Kyle Schwarber to be used as a pinch hitter, but the problem with that, because he's not a defensive replacement, all he really is, what Kyle Schwarber becomes now, is a piece to force Dusty Baker to burn a lefty or to.
I thought we were going to see him last night. You saw that bottom of the order coming up. I thought that we would see Kyle Schwarber, but by that time, you'd already done the double switch and the game was getting ready to be over.
A lot of texters at 67011. Jason, answering your question about an angry night at Wrigley Field. And one guy from the 219 says there was a guy you could hear yelling at the ump after every pitch. And so there were a lot of angry Cubs fans last night that were audible on the broadcast.
How do you deal with that? Because you know a guy is trying to enjoy the game, but it's you know, messing with your game as well.
Like when I'm there or when I'm...
Yeah. Because there was one guy behind us at 239 who got angry when... Dude, there's a lot of up-downs in that game, too. It was, all right, 2-2 count. All right, time to get up
again.
Yeah,
as long as people aren't profane, there's nothing you can do. You can't type in the little security code right. Or text, whatever right. That is, unless somebody's being profane and... Mm-hmm. If they're not, you're at a ball game.
I can dig it. That's what I'm saying. How do you deal with it if you're that guy who doesn't want to hear someone berate an umpire the entire game loudly?
You can't move.
Dude, actually, I sat next to an older lady from Salt Lake City, Utah, who was by herself the entire game. And as soon as we came in, she goes, "Did you get your tickets from a scalper?" I'm like, "No, got them from work." And she goes, "I got mine from a scalper. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah." And I looked at E. I'm like, "This lady is going to want to be friends this entire game." So I did my best to ignore her the entire game.
Okay.
Because it was just, I got enough friends. I don't want a camera swinging around all of a sudden, catching me hobnobbing with this young lady. Then I got questions to answer at home. I'm good on that.
In Richmond.
It's happened to an employee here.
It is Mark on the score. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, afternoon, guys. Hey, I want to know why the Cubs seem like they have a better record at away games than they do at home when we've got fans. You guys can say what you want. We got the best fans in the world. We don't need people up there telling us to make noise like the Nationals do. But it seems like the pressure, in my view, the pressure is off of the Cubs when they're away. It seems like the pressure is...
Well, Burnsy has said that Wrigley Field is an amplifier of emotion. So that's been stated before. But when you say, do you think the Cubs fans are better fans than other fans?
What? Yes.
Why? As far as knowledge, or what are you talking about here?
You know what? Just cheering for their team. Yes, I heard you.
They're better at cheering?
At our guys, but it seems like our guys respond better to it, and we don't need...
Okay, there was a lot of yelling last night.
Hold on, Mark.
And Steven Strasburg did not care about
it. Yeah, Mark. Hold on. Mark, one of my issues, and I'm sure you understand this, is the problem with seems like. You have a computer, you have a phone, you can go to baseballreference.com, you can go to Fangraphs, and when we rely on seems like, we don't know, right? So here's the thing. They were 44-37 on the road this year. They were 48-33 at home, and that is the very definition of a statistically meaningless difference.
But we won the World Series. We only won one game at home last year for the World Series. One.
Yeah, because they were down 3-1.
Then we went to but we had three straight home games, and we only won one out of three. We had
and your third best hitter in that series.
I think the pressure is off of them when they're away. The Cubs will win tonight.
And if they don't, will you call tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I think that's a lie.
You're lying, but
that, my
call.
Friend, is also a lie.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
So what is you doing?
Scoreboard update.
4:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Wolves scored 10 goals this past weekend in Texas. With three of the top 10 scorers in the league, the Wolves return home this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. Cubs are facing elimination tonight in Washington in Game 5 of the NLDS. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for the Cubs. Gio Gonzalez goes for the Nationals. Ben Zobrist and Kyle Schwarber not in the starting lineup tonight. Albert Elmora Jr. and Javi Baez are. Meanwhile, the Yankees eliminated Cleveland last night. They will face Houston in the ALCS. In football, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears getting set for Sunday's matchup in Baltimore against the Ravens. Kyle Long did not practice today. Head coach John Fox said it was a planned maintenance day for him, even though he is dealing with an ankle issue. Thursday night football tonight, Philadelphia takes on Carolina. And the Blackhawks host Minnesota at the UC tonight. Connor Murphy is back in the lineup. Nick Schmaltz, though, still out with that upper body injury. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Lakeside Bank Women First Education Awards are Wednesday, October 25th. Female student chefs from Kendall College will cook and compete for $10,000 in Lakeside scholarships. Join them to taste and vote. Go to lakesidebank.com for details and tickets. Lakesidebank.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Nationals at 6 o'clock right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. 5181. Grabbing a couple phone calls ahead of Chris Coughlin's appearance on the Bernstein and Goff show. Quad Cities, Steve, you're on the score.
I never did hear last night or this morning at all Madden's reasoning behind why he took Lester out with two outs left in that inning. He was pitching great. I didn't see why. I still don't understand why he would have taken him out to bring.
At that point, he was at 55 pitches. Maybe he was worried that he was getting close to the limit or passing the limit for a side day.
Oh man, I just don't understand. One more batter. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work through it with you here. I mean, hindsight, it looks like you should have left him in.
But yeah, usually when Joe Madden does something, his explanation is that was the plan. That regardless of what's going on in front of him, and sometimes this is to a fault, that no matter what the actual circumstances of the game are, he sticks with his plan that he devised earlier in the day. His point being, sometimes it's better to decide at 12:30 when you have a cooler head than it is to make some of these decisions in the heat of the moment. My belief is that a manager is responsible for doing both. And one of the most important things is knowing when to adjust the plan that you made earlier because of what is actually happening in front of you. Oh, let's go behind the scenes here. Bill on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. is on the
score. Hello, lads.
Bill, what's up, buddy?
I'm not a Cub fan, so I'll disclose that right off. I'm a fan of chaos, and these conversations you're having with the fans are delicious. The only thing that makes it slightly better is it's even more screwed up here in D.C. because I don't know if you guys saw, the city wasn't expecting to have Game 5, so they had to pay a $100,000 bribe just this morning to Exelon just to keep our train system running in case the game goes late.
I saw jokes about that next year it'll be called Exelon Park, and I had no idea why. I'm glad you filled me in on that. $100,000, huh?
It's beautiful. And that's a stadium that was only supposed to cost like $400 million and ended up costing taxpayers like $700
million. Nice.
I mean, and like, you know, and for all you guys that think you've monopolized the upper-class twit owner in the McCaskies, you ought to get a load of the learners over here. They are just a thing. And, you know, the other thing is on sports radio, both the sports radio stations here in D.C. are owned by Daniel Snyder. Oh, yeah. So it's not just that they have caller bobs. Those guys are hosting shows.
Bill, enjoy the rest of your day, brother. Thank you.
Yeah. Leave him laughing, Bill. That's great.
It's always good to hear from Bill. We'll talk to Chris Coughlin next. He was good the last time we talked to him, and he's been in these kinds of situations. Hell, he did it last year. So we'll do that next right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This is Addison Russell. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Official radio home of the Cubs.
Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm. Proud partner of the Cubs. And by CDW and Intel. CDW.
Have the meats.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
This fall asleep even easier. You're going to do this because of Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale that's going on right now. And this is special because with the holidays fast approaching, you now have the chance to prep the guest room for friends and family. When you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you will get another mattress at 50% off, and that's not all.
That's amazing. You can choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99, and I got some more numbers for you as well. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get a new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice for just $50 a month for 60 months. You can't beat that kind of deal, and with over 100 Chicagoland stores, Mattress Firm is right down the street, around the corner, next to your mama's house and up the block.
You will shop with confidence at Mattress Firm knowing you're getting the lowest price because you see a lot of ads out there, you drive by a lot of mattress stores and you think, oh, if I go here, well, don't worry about it. Because if you happen to find the same or comparable mattress set for less than the displayed or advertised price, you bring in the ad, they beat the price by 10%. That applies even up to 100 days after purchase. So it is a no-brainer to get in right now for all of these values, all these deals at the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS and NFL Network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Drives this one out into deep right. Schumacher back. At the wall he leaps. It is gone. A two-run homer. Chris Coughlin giving the Cubs the early lead.
Hi, Chris.
Owen Bob from Niles. Is that Bob from Niles who said hi, Chris?
Sure it is.
When he says hi, Chris, he isn't just talking to Chris Tannehill. He's talking to our next guest on the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Or Chris Ranji initially.
I'd rather him say hi to Chris Coughlin than Chris Ranji.
Chris Coughlin's on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. So here we are, Chris. A lot of people looked at this matchup and said, oh, yeah, it's going five. Well, it has gone five. So as the players are going through their routines, what's running through their minds?
Hey guys, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, man, it's all or nothing.
So there's a lot on the line. As a player, you're just trying to treat it as another game. You know, try not to put too much on yourself, but you also know that it's not another game. So I think these are the games, man, where, you know, something special happens usually when they're this close. Sometimes it's a superstar. Sometimes it's a guy that's, you know, underrated player. But usually something stands out tonight, so I'm excited to watch.
Yeah, I hear the Cubs saying to themselves, we've been here before. There's a mantra here, and it starts at the top with Joe Maddon, but they are publicly reminding themselves we've been in these situations before. Why are they doing that? Is it a coping mechanism? Does a player need to hear himself say it to feel better about it, to calm nerves?
Yeah, I believe so. I think it's definitely part of that. And then I think it's also, it's just the truth. It's a fact. You know, those guys there, for the most part, the key players there have done it on the biggest stage in the Game 7 when they take it all last year, in a World Series. So a Game 5 in a DS, you know, winner take all is like, okay, yeah, we've been here. We've done that. I think it's just something to, one, to cope with it, to suppress all the excitement, the emotion, and the pressure, but also from a confidence factor. And, you know, you look at Washington, everything, they've kind of gone uphill. They're fighting the history, you know. So they got to find a different way, just like we, and I say we, when I was with the Cubs last year in 16, we were fighting history. So it's a little harder. So from a psychological standpoint, I think the Cubs definitely have an advantage tonight.
I want to press the rewind button and go back to last night. A multi-tiered question for you. When that is happening to you, that there's whatever Steven Strasburg was doing to the Cubs lineup, what are those conversations like in the dugout and to yourself? And what's the best performance that you've been on the wrong side of pitching-wise?
Well, man, unfortunately, I've been on the wrong side too many times. I've played, 9 years? So, I mean, I've been no hit, perfect game. Roy Halladay, perfect game in Miami back in the day against us. I mean, that's as embarrassing as it gets when you can't even get a runner on base. So that's the one of the first part. And the second part, when you're getting dominated like the way that Strasburg is and you know he has this stuff, you're just – trying to encourage each other and just you're just grinding. There's the word we use so much. It's called we just say grinding, and it's just like, man, we just got to keep grinding. We got to keep grinding. We got to stay with them. And then when we get our chance, we gotta pound.
How do you apply that when you say grinding? Like, what are you talking about? Like when it's 2-1, you can't miss your pitch. Do you put extra pressure on yourself doing that? Like, well, how do you apply that in game?
That's a good question. That is applicable in every aspect of every pitch. And so that's like, hey, yeah, that's not missing your pitch. But then also when a guy's throwing 3-plus pitches anytime he wants with that kind of velocity, that kind of movement, the way Strass was last night, it's grinding of like, man, if we got to foul him off. The worst thing you can do is go up there and get out within the first couple pitches. That's the worst thing you can do, especially now if you line out, that's different. Mm-hmm. The quality of your outs are huge in the postseason. So if you're out there and you hit a line drive and you get out, that's all you can do. But if you go over there and you roll out or you roll over or you clip one and you just hit a lazy fly ball.
First pitch, double play.
The first pitch double play that, you know, happened, it's just, it's not good. That's not grinding him enough, because we need him out, because how the Cubs are going to win is that bullpen. And that's how they've won their games. It ain't the starting pitching they're winning against. They're winning in the bullpen. And the starting pitching for the Cubs is doing just a fantastic job. And because they're keeping them within the game. These games that have won, it's all been on the bullpen for both sides. So that's what I see, and I think, again, is going to happen tonight, is which bullpen is going to falter.
Gio Gonzalez relies on his curveball 24.7% of the time in 2017, and he is down to a career-low fastball reliance at 56.6%. How, as a hitter, do you approach what you're looking for, when you're looking for it, and how you can gain an advantage? And a guy who will walk some people, so you will get some advantageous counts, but you don't quite know what to look for in what would usually be a fastball count isn't for him.
Yeah, it's a great question. Now, to answer that question, you got to go pretty deep, because every single situation and every single at-bat is different. So, I mean, he kind of reminds me of CeCe. You know, used to throw real hard, Used to be mid-90s with the fastball. That's how he used to pitch, and that's why he's at a career low, because he isn't throwing 95 anymore. He's 91, maybe rarely hit 92, 93, but he's just sitting 89, 91. So he's got to go to the off-speed, and he has a good curveball, and that is his best pitch. And so I think that's why he had a great year this year, because he realized, I got to change. Last year wasn't a good year for him. And so as a hitter, every situation's different. So for me, what I would think, and I think Rizzo does this better than anyone in that lineup. I mean, I'd put Zobrist up there too. But what Rizzo does is, because he crushes, even though he's got difficult numbers against against him, he crushes off speed pitching. And that's what he hit a homer against Gio, I think, on was a curveball and earlier in the series. And he sits on certain pitches in certain counts in certain situations. And that's what you have to do if you're not a good off-speed hitter and you're used to hunting the fastball. You have to pick and choose your time. So there's a base open, and it's a 2-1 count, 3-1 count. Base open, guy in second base, it's a 0-0 score, and I'm a hitter. That's the time I want to sit on an off-speed, because more than likely he doesn't want to give up a knock on in a fastball count in that situation when you're hunting it. They'd rather walk you. So that would be a time where I don't normally do that, but in the postseason I have to do that because they're stingy and they're not going to just throw a heater, especially when you're throwing it at 91, just because it's a heater count and I need to throw it. So those are the type of situations where you got to kind of get out of your comfort zone as a hitter in order to change the tables and get them back to throw what you want them to throw.
The always insightful Chris Coughlin joining us here on the Bernstein and Golf Show on 670 The Score. I was going to ask a question about Anthony Rizzo and his 2-for-22, but you covered that. What I saw yesterday, or last night I should say, was some grousing at the umpire because he was calling things that should have been a strike. At what point are you locking yourself up as a lineup or as an individual batter when you're not adjusting in time to what the umpire is calling it? Does the needling get to an umpire? Does he change his strike zone? Or at some point do you have to say, you know what, this is what's going to be a strike tonight, and I have to change my approach?
That's a great question. I struggle with that still to this day, man. I mean, I really do. That's why I'm for the electronic strike zone, because I want the human nature out of it. And so if we're all honest with ourselves, we'll say, one, we're not perfect, and two, we're emotional. So and that happens for the umpire and that happens for the hitter. So when the umpire is like that, you know, some umpires, you know, over time, because you play long enough, they're not going to change. They're as prideful as you're going to get, and they ain't budging. And then there's other umpires that you can, as we say in the big leagues, you can punk them. And that is usually some of the younger guys. And that's why you see the older guys barking all the time. That's why you see Lackey and Lester, they're always barking. And if you're not on their team, you're like, man, this guy's such a whiner. You know, he's always whining. But there's a reason why that happens. Why does Bryce Harper whine? He needs to whine because he's winning the strike. So the borderline pitch happens, and now they know Bryce Harper's hitting. And they know this guy's going to bark, and it's going to be an uproar, and it's going to be on ESPN. And they know all that. And now they try to suppress that. But that's the truthful matter. And
punking umpires, wow.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's apply that.
You got me thinking of like some uncomfortable shower jail scene all of a sudden.
No,
now.
But I want to. You're always thinking about those, though. I want to apply this to tonight, because Kyle Hendricks, he needs that margin for error. He needs help around the edges. He lives there. He lives with the late movement. And obviously, Wilson Contreras did not have a good night defensively last night. Will need to be on his game. But that's not the personality of Kyle. I just picture him having numbers going through his head like Neo in the Matrix.
So it's all Wilson and Joe then, right?
Exactly. So does that mean that what I guess a basketball coach refers to as vocal pressure, does that vocal pressure have to be applied more from the bench and the catcher to the umpire?
100%. And see, this is why it matters to have a veteran catcher, because there's relationships and because there's humanness to it. And that's what I'm saying. The relationship matters. And that's how you win the human nature of a human being. You may not win it one time. You may not win it the second time. You may not win it the third time. But if you keep going, you'll win. And so what Kyle does is Kyle just keeps hitting the corner. And if you call it a ball, you call it a ball. He doesn't show anyone up, but he keeps hitting that corner. And then eventually that umpire, he's going to, whether you call it a miss or whether you call the right call, whatever side you're on, he's going to start hitting that because he just keeps hitting it. And it's like, man, he keeps putting it there, and it's such a judgmental call. Okay, strike. And then another time it's a ball. That's why the relationship of the catcher is so important, because I think with Willie, I think sometimes because he's so emotional, which is good, and I know that Joe likes to cultivate that, but it sometimes rubs the umpire wrong. And so sometimes I find when I watch the game, some of those borderline calls, it's like that's what Ross and Miggy was so good at, you know, was they knew the umpires because they'd been around so long. And so there was a respect factor. And so they could bark, and they found their way to who to get on, who not to, who to encourage, who to pat, and then who you could bark at that would allow you to win those pitches. Because there's about 10 to 15 pitches for each team every game that are a sway, that are a coin flip. And that's why it matters who's pitching and who the catcher is and how well he receives and what type of relationships they have, because of the human nature in calling strikes from an umpire standpoint.
Chris, you are excellent, man. We hope to continue this, and you know, hopefully if the Cubs win this, we'll talk NLCS stuff with you as well. And whenever you're in town, come on in and talk some baseball with us in studio.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
That is Chris Coughlin, former Cub, who,
good stuff.
When he wants to have a job talking about baseball, we'll have one. That segment was brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. We will be hearing from Joe Maddon shortly, and we've got a lot more to talk about as we take you up to game time. Game 5, Cubs-Nats. You'll hear it on the Score.
It's a do-or-die Game 5 tonight. We're getting you ready for this huge final matchup between the Cubs and the Nationals in the NLDS. Plus, don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call right here. Our pregame coverage starts at 6. Do not miss this game, Cubs fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW.
You should lie down for this. 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. If only there were a bed that adjusted. Enter Sleep Number. You can both adjust the mattress to your perfect firmness, comfort, and support your Sleep Number setting. And a Sleep Number bed lasts twice as long as a traditional mattress, but costs about the same. Does your bed do that? You can afford Sleep Number. You can't afford another mediocre night's sleep. And right now, get free home delivery on select beds during our fall sale. Plus, our Queen C2 mattress is now only $699. Save $200. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars in SWAT.
Neighbor is so angry.
How many times have you told me there's a better way to do things?
I am to try.
His town.
We treat him like family.
His rules.
Lesson one, never be in a hurry to die.
His team.
I got him!
We got this. We'll fight together.
The director and the producer of Fast and Furious reignite an American legend. SWAT, premiering CBS Thursday, November 2nd.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're gonna make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're gonna open your gates or we're gonna break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're gonna need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da-da-da-da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We miss the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.